7. I staggered from the apartment in a daze, wandering down unfamiliar streets with my face caked with drying blood. The left side of my face had 3 long scratch marks where Fatima had dug her nails in. I continued on aimlessly until the darkness of the approaching night surrounded me. When I arrived home, I was surprised when Big Mama opened the door for me. I entered the flat and turned my head so she wouldn't notice my scratches. When she spoke, her voice was low and urgent. "Horson, you go wash that blood off your face, then change clothes. Hurry, boy. Jessie's real sick, and she's been calling for you." After washing and changing shirts, I rushed into Jessie's room. 2 of the girls who worked out of Big Mama's house were in the bedroom. One of them helped Jessie while she sat up. The other one hand-fed Jessie some soup from a bowl she held. Big Mama towered over the women, watching their movements closely to make sure there were no mistakes. I walked over to the bed quietly and looked down. Jessie caught my hand and smiled weakly. There seemed to be no strength in her grip, and as I looked down on her, I realized that she was very ill. She stared up at me with tense and penetrating eyes. Suddenly, she turned her head to cough. My heart shook with fear when her parched lips became covered with blood. The woman holding her gently leaned her back against her pillows. At times, she coughed so hard that her body trembled and shook. She tossed her head from side to side as though the pain was unbearable. Then suddenly, she would recognize me, and the dark shadows behind her eyes would leave for a few moments, and she would rest peacefully. With the arrival of the doctor, her breathing became less difficult, and she seemed to sleep.